Well, we spoke in our first hour with the Quebec Economy Minister, Dominique Anglade. Now, she is asking business leaders in the U.S. to oppose a U.S. government plan to buy American. Quebec does billions of dollars in trade with U.S. partners, and it's Anglade's opinion that buy American is bad for business on both sides of the border. So we're going to ask a few more questions. For example, is that the case? And what exactly is the impact of protectionist measures on Quebec's economy? We're joined now by Michael Novak from the Quebec Chamber of Commerce, where he is the chair of the board of directors of the Chamber of Commerce of Quebec. Hello.
Hey, hello. It's Michael on the line.
Very nice to meet you, Michael. So we have a lot of questions about these shifts on this other side of the border, but let's start out with how Buy American might affect companies here. Which industries would be affected by Buy American?
I think a broad spectrum of industries in Quebec would definitely be affected. Everything from, paper, wood, manufacturing. I would say, almost every sector of our industries would be affected because a lot of them export a lot of their goods to the United States.
Well, that's quite frightening news. The contract, from what I understand, it said any contract over $100,000 U.S. dollars should go to an American company. What is your position on that?
It's our job right now, as Minister Anglade mentioned, for businesses, and I'm with the Federation of Chambers of Commerce of Quebec, and so we represent 140 chambers that are all across Quebec, which themselves represent a lot of different industries. So it's up to us to make sure that that businesses on the American side and workers on the American side understand that the free trade or the NAFTA agreement between our countries is actually beneficial to both sides. And American, there's 14 million jobs, for instance, in the U.S. that depend on exports to Canada because of the facility provided by NAFTA. I think it's 35 states of the USA that have Canada as their main customer for their exports. So it's up to us, Quebec businesses, and of course, with the help of the Quebec government and of course the Canadian government, to make sure that that message is given, to our colleagues and friends and businesses on the other side of the border.
Well, let's take a little bit of a look at that. You were talking there about NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. And in his campaign before he was president, U.S. President Donald Trump was already at that time talking about renegotiating the NAFTA agreement. That is now something he has actively started doing. How are Quebec business leaders reacting to that?
Again, I think that no one is against, tweaking or making improvements to NAFTA. As someone has, and many people have pointed out, it's an agreement that's about 20 years old already, and it was signed and agreed to at a time where there was very little online business, for instance. So there's a number of areas where it can be modernized. We saw a lot of that modernization go into the recent agreement that was signed between Canada and Europe, which is much more modern and up-to-date. So, yes, there are lots of places where we could improve NAFTA, but I think the basic thing that people are recognizing on both sides of the border is that it is to the benefit of both the U.S. and Canada, each having access to the best that's available on both sides of the border. And because of that access, it makes them more competitive in terms of their own export markets. So U.S. goods, for instance, that are exported to Asia or to Europe have had the benefit of including components that came from Canada or from Quebec in our case, which improve their competitivity. So it's really to the advantage of both sides, Canada and the U.S., to maintain this great relationship. And really what people call, it's not no longer trade relationship, it's really an integrated supply chain where everyone is working together to make North America more competitive in the rest of the world.
Okay, I think it's very clear where the Chamber of Commerce stands on NAFTA. What I'm interested in is, as this Buy American push goes forward, these provisions for any contract over $100,000 going to American-only companies, what kind of mood are we seeing here? How seriously are you taking that as a threat to Quebec business?
We're taking it very, very seriously, and that's important because, you know, it is a little uncertain and a little unpredictable, though we think there are tremendous arguments that we can make which would, you know, convince that is not the right, convince Americans that that is not the right way to go and that it wouldn't be to their benefit. We have to find ways to communicate it in a very real way in the U.S. And not just by issuing press releases, but really mobilizing together with our federal and our provincial government, our Quebec government, and businesses to go down and make sure that that message is properly communicated to where it counts. So it's to the real businesses that are working every day with Canadian suppliers. That's workers that depend on this relationship between Canada and the U.S., which supplies them with jobs. We have to make sure that we have to make sure that message is heard clearly and repeatedly, and so that people actually understand it.
What would happen if Quebec were to do the same thing, to encourage local businesses to only give contracts to local businesses?
I think that, you know, in an integrated situation like we live right now in North America between, and I'll just talk about Canada, U.S. at this point, it would not be to the advantage of, first of all, it would hurt Quebec consumers because now things might be more expensive. And you know, when you engage in this kind of protectionism, for sure you get retaliation. And so we would be met with the same kind of, let's say protectionism on the U.S. side. And so a lot of our Quebec businesses that sell and that export in the United States, would be, you know, severely, hampered in doing so. And I think we would probably lose out more than what we would win.
When speaking to American business leaders or lawmakers on that side of the border, how well is that message resonating there? How do you feel like you have the ear of business leaders there? I can really see where the Quebec Chamber of Commerce has an anti-protectionist policy, or your message is really that this is not good. But how well is that resonating? And those are business leaders who are under pressure from their own government not to give their contracts outside of amounts under $100,000.
Well, I think that's a great question, and one of the things that we have been doing as the Federation of Chambers of Commerce Quebec is we are now actively working with the Canadian Chamber of Commerce, and we are also actively working with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. So the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which represents, many, 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 many businesses in the U.S., is basically aligned with us to make sure that that message that NAFTA and the free flow of goods between our two countries, between Quebec and our neighbors to the south, is actually to the advantage of both sides. So the U.S. Chamber is becoming very, very helpful. In fact, we had a big event here with Premier Couillard on Friday, where the FCCQ, my organization, together with the Montreal Chamber of Commerce, we hosted one of the vice presidents of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and a person representing the Canadian American Business Council, and I think we are absolutely united that this is the right thing, and we're also united in the fact that this needs to be, you know, properly communicated and messaged. So it's up to us, together with government, to make sure that we are present in the United States, that we talk to the right people, and that we go local, so that we go to the states that rely on this relationship with Quebec and Canada, and to make sure that they also understand that it is completely to their benefit to make sure NAFTA continues and, yes, improve it, but not be protectionist.
Thank you very much, Mr. Novak.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
That was Michael Novak. He was speaking about the Buy American provisions, which are starting to take hold south of the border. He's the chair of the board of directors, the Chamber of Commerce of Quebec.